Odysseus went off to the Trojan War. He had just had a son, Telemachus, who was born, and he wanted to entrust the upbringing of his son to someone that he knew would give him the right guidance, because he knew he was going to be gone for years, because an oracle had told him. And so he entrusted that to his son to mentor. That's where the term comes from. Okay? So let's fast forward to today. And I've been a founding member of two international mentoring associations that are here in Central and Eastern Europe that have become very successful, that operate now in the Visegrad four countries, Poland, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Hungary. So I've invested my own life experience deeply into this topic. There's a lot that's not understood about mentoring. And one thing is this: you better be sure you know who the mentor is. And I mean that sincerely, because it's very easy to pick the wrong person as a mentor because of something you are projecting into that person that you think that person is able to give you. Do some research, first of all, once you've found an individual that you think you would like to have as a mentor. Do your research. Be sure there's an alignment of values. Be sure there's an alignment of character and integrity and all of the things that are important. The other things involved in that would be, don't be overly anxious, because that turns people off. It's like you're stalking them. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm going to step back from this because I'm not too sure where this is going. So one way to find a mentor is to maybe find an article that someone has written and comment on the article. Try to create a dialogue. Try to create a discussion with them so you can learn and they can learn a little bit about you. This is a very good way. Or just get to know some of the people. If you're looking for a mentor in your company, I don't always agree with formal mentoring programs because they force relationships. So this is something that I would sort of counsel against, okay? This is a very personal thing. So you've got to find out what the attraction is. And also, I don't think it's necessary. In fact, I would advise against having only one mentor. I tell people, if you rely on me, for example, as the sole source of information in your life, you've missed a lot in life. You've missed a lot because I may be good for one thing in your life experience, but I'm not good for everything. So look around you. There are people who will be good at a certain thing. There will be people that are good on impulse control. There are people who are good on marketing ideas. There are people who are good on motivating team members. There are people that are good on understanding the finances. I mean, these are the people that you should be aware of in life. And the other thing is this: you don't have to know your mentor. And that sounds kind of silly for me to say, but let me explain. I've had mentors in my life that died 200 years ago. I've had mentors in my life I've never met because I've read a lot of what they have written, and all of a sudden, something resonates with me, and that becomes part of my true north in life. That literary hero, that writer, that author had mentored me in some important way. So there are so many places to find mentors and coaches in life that we need to release our creativity a little bit. Don't look for that person that you can sit down next to, because mentoring and coaching doesn't always look like that. It could be someone that is either 10,000 miles away that we Skype with, or it could be someone from history. This is the wonderful thing about our own creativity and our own engagement in our personal development that is so much fun to play with and to work around with.
Exactly. And my experience, how I approached it, that's exactly what you mentioned. That's, you should start with reading the books. You should start with listening to podcasts from people that you admire that can bring you some value, right? In terms of business or even life experience. And another thing is that people just get frustrated, as I mentioned, by getting somebody like a real person with whom they can spend 1 hour, 2 hours a week, whatever, and talk to them in person, ask the questions. But I think it's definitely great, and I would love to have it one day, but it starts with relationship. You need to build a relationship, and also, you don't have to agree with that person that you are my mentor or mentee right now, and that's how we do it, right? Because, for example, we talked about Josh Steinleaf. I met Josh through Startup Grind because he also was running this community in Hong Kong, and we met, I think it's already 1 year or 1 year and a half ago. And we were in touch. And because I really like building relationships with people, I try to provide value. So I stayed in touch with Josh. I made multiple introductions for his business, for other activities he's doing. I was trying to provide enormous value to him. And after 1 year, now he's moving to Shenzhen. He's moving to China. And he approached me himself and he said, you know, Jan, you have been super helpful to me. You have made so many invaluable introductions, and I want to work with you. I am moving to Shenzhen and I need that and this, and I guess you can help me because you have been here 2 years, you know the people. I want to work with you, and I want you to have something out of that as well. And I was amazed. You know, I see him as a mentor, even though he is not my mentor. You know, like, he's not my mentor because we didn't agree. We didn't say, okay, so now you're going to be mentoring me and you're going to be helping me with business and life. But he's doing it because he is giving me some advice on my writing. He's giving me some advice on how to do stuff in business and in building my brand, online things and stuff like that. So I'm learning a lot, and I think it's not always about say, okay, this is the guy that is mentoring people and I want to have him as a mentor as well, but just work hard, provide value, build a relationship, and all these things will come along with that. So that's my perspective, and I'm super excited every time I talk about it and every time I think about it, even that I was so frustrated at the beginning as well that I need to get a mentor. But then I started doing so many things and providing value, and it just happened naturally.
You have just touched on one of the most important lessons in life when it comes to building relationships. Many years ago, I was sitting in the office of a man by the name of James Amos, who was at that time the CEO of the largest franchisor in the world. It was mailboxes, etc., which became part of UPS, which is now called the UPS store. And so I was just talking to him. Jim and I were friends. And I said, so Jim, what is, you know, what's one of the biggest deficits that you see in the young people that you're bringing up in the business and developing to be leaders of tomorrow? He didn't miss a beat. He looked at me and he said, relationship management. They don't get it. I said, what do you mean? He said, to most people, relationship management means how can I get you to buy more of what it is I'm selling? That's relationship management. And that was such an insight for me, and I've written about this experience after that, that relationship management is as much about empathy as it is anything else. Now, you just mentioned it. You said, and these were your words, I wanted to provide value to Josh. Well, think about it. If you put yourself in the position of a Josh, how many people do you think come to him and look at him like an ATM machine? You know, like they punch in a code and they want him to spit out stuff. You know, give me value, give me value, give me value. Everyone does that. But how many people approach a relationship wanting to give value You know, and I'll tell you what this looks like. You know, you meet someone, let's say, who could be a potential influencer in your life, a potential mentor, a potential customer, who knows? Could be just someone of importance in your life. So you meet them and you talk to them. And in the course of that discussion, you know, you're talking about a lot of things. But you learn that they have a special needs child. They have a child that is autistic. Just mentioned in passing. Well, 2 weeks later, you're going through your daily news feeds and so on, and you see a story about research that's being done in Boston on autism. So you copy that link and you send it to him and you say, you know, Bill, I remember you telling me that you had an autistic child and here's some really interesting new research. I don't know if you've seen it, but I wanted to send it to you. Wow. Let me tell you something. When Bill opens that email and looks at it, he knows that you've gone beyond wanting to build a transactional base with him, that you really heard him and it mattered to you. This is the secret of building a relationship. It is contacting someone with no quid pro quo in mind. I'm sending you something. I want to give you something. I want to provide value. These are the elements of long-lasting, mutually beneficial relationships.
That's true. And I cannot agree more because I talk about this a lot. I like this art of building the long-lasting relationships. And we could spend hours and hours talking only about this because I can see that you look at the things as I do, and your example is much more profound because you have the real experience. You know, I don't have so much experience,
I'm just an old man who is not afraid to share my failures in life and my lessons. That's all.
Well, Pepper, it has been a blast. I really enjoyed this conversation. We should do more of that. If you have time in the future, I'm very happy to talk, even on Skype, about the relationships, about the leadership, about anything else you would like to. And if there is anything I can help you out with, even in the future, just let me know and I will be very happy to jump in and help.
It's been my pleasure, Jan, to get to know you a little bit and spend time with you. And I would be happy to provide whatever value I can to you.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a great day, Pepper.
You too.